Hey, yo.
Welcome.
Welcome to...
It's an extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza. This is your weekly dose of...
The 40th annual.
40th annual. That's hilarious. Welcome to Not Out Here Podcast, episode 40. 40.
40.
Oh, man.
How many are we away from a year, E?
12. 52. Dang, it's 52 weeks in a year, right?
I feel like you haven't said that in a couple podcasts.
I know. It's because I didn't want to be annoying or nothing like that. People be like, God damn it, man. I get it. You're counting down. But once it gets to like 50, I'm going to be like, that we two away. So like, can't do it. Or maybe I'll start at 10.
Can I tell you something about me that makes me an idiot?
What's that?
For a long time, I thought it was 51 weeks in a year. It's 52, okay. Right?
Yeah, it's 52.
I don't know why, and still to this day, when I divide stuff, when I'm trying to figure out money and all kinds of stuff, I still use 51 for some reason.
What the hell?
I'm shorting myself by a week.
You're losing a whole week's worth of money.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Just the calculations are a little bit off.
Do you know what made you think 51?
I don't know.
That's...
Just not smart.
Just not smart.
Not smart.
That's hilarious.
That's
not
that South Carolina public school education right there.
Oh, damn. Right.
I graduated salutatorian, baby.
Salutatorian.
I did.
What is salutatorian?
Second.
Oh, second? Okay. Second. Wow. What? So then first is what? Sumo? What?
Valedictorian.
Oh, sorry. Okay, now I'm done because I literally thought valedictorian just meant like you're the... Everybody voted you to be the best out of the class. Or wait, that is the... Never mind.
It's not a vote. It's a... It's grades. Your grades.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought valedictorian had something to do with like prom.
Really? You thought that was like the prom king?
I did not understand.
No,
like,
valedictorian is like the best scores in the entire, you know, grade.
Well, there goes Arkansas public education. I literally thought it had something to do with like, you know, the most likely to succeed type of thing.
No.
Most likely to drown. No, that's wild. I didn't know that. I thought valedictorian was something else. And then I got that confused in my brain because I was like, oh, summa cum laude, you know, like that's college version.
Yeah,
I
guess. That's different.
Okay. That's hilarious. Hey,
I actually don't know what that one is.
Oh, okay.
Dean's list is anything above a four?
Is that
what the Dean's list is?
No, I think Dean's list is anything like above 3.5 or something like that. You're like at the top of your your whatever.
Anything above a three is honor. What's honors? I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. I was never there.
I graduated with something at Clemson.
I graduated with a, I think it was a 3.1, but that's because I was lazy.
I had 3.66.
Damn, devil. No, I'm joking. Yeah. That's wild. Hey, this is episode 40 of the Not Out Here Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Just, you know, hey, today's a public educational day.
Teaching you about numbers.
Teaching about the number one. No. No, it's, what was I going to say? I wanted to talk, there's a few things I actually wrote down because I actually did some research.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. And
we
I don't.
Prepared?
This is what I'm going to call this episode the hot cast because it's a little hot. Because AC is getting worked on.
No AC.
So we got this fan on. So if you hear it in the background.
We got to struggle through it.
Yep. You know, we just going to have to sweat. But the first thing I wanted to talk to you about. So Kanye had another listening event.
He did.
It's in Soldier Field in Chicago, his hometown. Uh-huh. Or basically where he was raised most of his life. And you saw the house that they built to make it look like his old one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were upset because now he brought out DaBaby and Marilyn Manson. Two people who were actually in the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
Okay.
And so it's really interesting. I was reading something on Twitter that I think it was either a blog site or something like that. They were like, you know, I wouldn't put it past Kanye to have just brought those people out and put them on the album or something like that. So that way it could make headlines. Like he would do it just because they're in like, you know. In kind of like the deep waters of like where you don't want to be. And because it made headlines. They're like, DaBaby and Marilyn Manson.
Well, I think they did play a DaBaby verse.
Yeah, so he's on the album, supposedly. Supposedly people were upset that I think DaBaby took place of Jay-Z.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. you know, I don't have a whole lot of... info on this. I was just reading, you know, comments and things of that nature. And one person was like, oh, he did it because of forgiveness. And something to do with the song. And that's the reason he brought out those people. And then they're like, oh, you know, Kanye, Christianity, and you
he's saying to forgive him and stuff like that.
And then
that.
Other people are like, nah, you know what he's doing. He's
just
he's
trying to
stir in the pot and being controversial. And
I mean, it works, you know.
I don't know.
I think it for the most part, it works just because, well, at least for like blog sites and stuff and clicks and everything like that. They're like, what? Why would he bring out DaBaby after the comments he said? You know, and then Marilyn Manson, who was in trouble for a lot of bad things. I forgot, dealing with like women and stuff like that. So it's very, very, very interesting. And so I heard the show was fire, though.
I didn't watch it. I heard the streaming. Something that'll be interesting is, you know, they've been doing this on Apple, and mm-hmm. he kind of has this little partnership with Apple right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are wondering if they're going to count this as album sales because it's like streams.
Oh.
And these have been like huge numbers. I mean, like millions of people are tuning in.
And then they'll probably make like a little graph, like over 20 million streamed. But really that includes, you know, the, like you said, live streams and stuff like that.
So.
That's really wild that if like they can get away with that, I'd be like, that's not all true.
I don't know, man.
But I guess they could be like, well, he technically played the album. You know,
a lot. Yeah, I don't know. Live stream. It's a new world out here, man. It's 2021.
Do you do you care that he brought out DaBaby and Marilyn Manson?
Care.
Like, does it even matter?
Does it matter? I mean, I don't know, man. Kanye is so controversial, and he's so I don't know the word I'm looking for. I don't know why flamboyant is popping in my head, but that's not the right word I'm looking for. I don't know, man. I guess I'm just kind of like whatever on it. I mean, of course I respect Kanye. Even through all the, you know, the weird stuff that happens, you know, he's an amazing artist.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you do have to respect him. And, you know, there's going to... Kanye has a little bit of antics, you know what I mean?
There's exactly.
There's the you know, stuff that's gonna,
gonna
happen when you're associated with Kanye. I'd love to work with Kanye. That'd be amazing.
I think I'd love to work, but I think I would work with him one time and then after that I'd be done. Just because I think I'd get frustrated working with him. And you know, or I would just get him like, hey, I just need you to add a verse. That's all I need.
Oh, Kanye's adding a verse on your project.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I wouldn't want to work on his project. Because I think that he's such a perfectionist and like, or if he told me like, I guess maybe on the production side or whatever he's doing, I'd be like, look, I'm just going to add a verse and I'm out. Like you do. I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but it'd be cool to have on a resume to have, say I worked with Kanye. And so
I saw this video where they were talking about his, process.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye, this was talking about when he was in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Basically, he had rented out an entire floor of a hotel.
Damn.
In each hotel room, they were working on something different. But they said Kanye would look to people for only one thing.
Wow.
So he got these guys from Africa that were just dope at like drums, you know,
okay,
like just
hand
drums.
Yeah.
And these guys wanted to work on, you know, different stuff. Like, oh, can we do this? And can we do this? Kanye was like, no, drums only.
Wow.
I only want you guys to do drums for 8 hours,
Jesus.
And you just do all these different drums, and then you just bring me the most fire drums on earth.
What the hell?
And then he said, they say he does that. He'll come to people for literally one thing, and he'll only want you to do that one thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I mean, I guess maybe he kind of sees it like, look, I know what you're dope at, or like what you know, so I need this thing only.
Yeah.
Like I don't want anything else from you. I just need you to do this thing. So
makes sense in a way.
Yeah, in a way it makes sense. But like going from that, so I don't know if you saw like, so SportsCenter supposedly saying that Drake is dropping on the 3rd, and now Donda and Drake are supposed to drop at the same time.
I saw that. What was up with that weird reveal? That was so weird.
Yeah,
it's like the Joker took over for like 2 seconds. It's like this secretive, secretive message.
Exactly.
On the intro of SportsCenter.
That's hilarious. So now, supposedly, Drake is dropping September 3rd, and supposedly, Donda's also dropping September 3rd. And you're like, oh, it kind of reminds me now of like Kanye and 50 Cent, you know, when that dead button. Now, out of these two, I wanted to ask, who wins? Who do you think?
Well,
like, as far as like, let's say the weekend, like, not the artist, but like this weekend, if they do drop at the same time, who's going to get more streams?
That's tough, man, because I feel like normally it would be Drake.
Yeah.
But the hype surrounding Kanye right now, it's been so much buildup. You know, the news, everything going on. And I think Drake is always hot. I mean, his, you know, his name is incredible out here, but there's not that building hype. Like,
yeah, there hasn't been anything like he kind of, I thought, I mean, well, now, of course, COVID kind of slowed a lot of stuff down. Cause you remember when the, what is it? Laugh Now, Cry Later, that song came out and like he had that basically Nike commercial of a music video. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is building hype to drop the album. But then a lot of stuff got pushed back and it kind of like died down. And like, I haven't, you mean, we haven't seen anything as far as promo.
So if they were both out right now, which one are you clicking play on first?
Kanye.
Really?
Kanye. Yeah, just because I like it's, I kind of know what to expect when I'm listening to Drake, and it'd be, and I'm gonna go to Kanye more so because I want to see what he's doing this album.
You know something I just learned that was pretty interesting, and I did not know this. So you know Drake and Kanye, there's kind of this beef and this feud, and nobody really knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Do you remember, this is random as hell, but I just came across this and I thought it was funny and wild. Do you remember the song Kanye put out where he was like, poopity scoop?
Yeah.
Scoopity poopity poop. Do you know the story behind that?
No.
So Drake wanted that as a song and a single. And I don't know if Drake recorded to it, but supposedly it was like a fire song. And it was going to be this dope ass song that Drake was going to put out. Kanye then decided, nah, screw that. I'm going to just drop Poopity Scoop.
Wow.
Because I think the beat was produced by Kanye, and Drake wanted it.
It sounds like a Kanye or a Kanye beat.
But then Kanye literally put this out just to spite him and didn't tell anybody. It's like the whole world wasn't in on this joke except for Drake.
Wow.
He was the only person that heard that Poopity Scoop song and was like, this motherfucker.
It dropped the shit I was going to drop.
How crazy is that?
That's wild.
That's like disrespectful.
That is very disrespectful.
Like if you had a fire song to this beat.
And it was already recorded and it's like ready to go. And then he's like, fuck it. Delete the vocals. Delete the stem.
Poopity Scoop.
He almost, it's almost, when you put it that way, it's almost like he's like, I'm about to spit in your face. Like, and just do this. Like, that's real disrespectful.
And didn't tell the world. Didn't tell, you know, Rolling Stone. Didn't tell Apple. Didn't tell, you know, whoever news outlets.
But only Drake and maybe like a few of his people know. And they're like, this mother.
How crazy is that?
You saw that text message thread?
I don't know what that was. There's probably way more to that than we know.
Probably. I don't know. Some people were saying that it was more so it because people are just speculating that, you know, it has like at the top, you know, when you do a group message and an iPhone, it has like the first letter of the person's name.
Yeah.
And they were like, that has to be Drake, the letter D.
Right.
But people were saying that what if that was just like a little stunt and that's actually not Drake, then that's just somebody else with the, you know, first letter and the name Dame Dash. I don't know. And so, but it was, the text just was so funny to me. Like Kanye, what did he say? It had something to say like
nerd ass jock.
Yeah, I've had nerd ass jocks mess with me my whole life. You're never coming back.
Someone said, yo, what's a nerd ass jock?
I know.
Are those two different kind of things?
Yeah, I know. That's hilarious. But then people are like, oh, he added Pusha T to the chat. Like,
oh, shit.
It's interesting. But I would say, though, for me, yeah, if like they were both out at the same time, I'm going to listen to Kanye first because I think I'm expecting something innovating from Kanye.
Right.
Drake, I kind of know what I'm my expectations are like set a certain way. But Kanye, I kind of feel like, I would say almost with every album, he's always trying to like level it up again, you know. And Drake, he has his lane and he's good at what he does. But like, you know, I don't expect like crazy shit from it, you know. And yeah, I mean, what about you? Who would you listen to first?
I guess Kanye. I wanted to be different and say Drake, but I'm going to probably click on that Kanye just to hear it.
I'll still listen to Drake, but he's going to be second, you know, but that's just me.
So who you think's going to win the numbers war?
Man, I think now, of course, this is, we're recording this on Saturday, which is what, the 28th, supposedly next Friday. Now, if there has to, like, so if everybody, let's just say in a perfect world, both Kanye and Drake are dropping this coming Friday, right? Now, Kanye's had a lot of help, whether he knows it or not, of with all the show that he's done and how he's been, you know, people can check out the music and stuff. TikTok has pushed a lot of Kanye stuff. I'm seeing a lot of...
Really?
Yeah. Like, people be like, Donda, Donda. And, like, they'll play songs or whatever and stuff that's supposedly leaked or whatever. I haven't seen that for Drake at all. Now, what's going to depend on whether or not... Right now, I would say Kanye would win. But Like, I'm waiting to see what Drake does. Like, right. as far as promo, you know, he gets Barack Obama to promote the album. I don't you know, he does something, or he drops a video, he drops another song. But, like, if he just drops it randomly, I kind of feel like right now, like, Kanye would just win just because, man, so many kids are, like obsessed with Donda right now, like, the album. It's crazy how much influence Kanye still has, you
Is
know?
Is there going to be a Kanye diss song?
What, didn't Drake already diss Kanye just recently?
Just a couple lines. A Trippy Red song.
Yeah, exactly. I think. So would Drake diss him again
on his album?
I think he. But he would do it.
Just a couple lines.
Yeah, just like a couple lines. Song. I think Kanye. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye dropped like something where he does the same thing on his album. You know, because I think there was like a song or something like that. I think somebody said that it could possibly be about Drake or something. And of course, I think what happened is Pusha T would be on the song, and Pusha would diss him or something. It's funny. But continuing on for this music, Kendrick's finally came back for a moment. You hear the verse that he spit?
Amazing, brother. I just like how he said brother.
Yeah. The way he was talking was hilarious. He dropped, he was on the Baby Keem song called Family Ties. Mm-hmm. The music video is crazy.
I've only seen a piece of it.
I saw like the whole thing, and then of course, you know, the part with Kendrick, I was like, yo, this shit's like it's very Kendrick-esque. Mm-hmm. Like this weird, like the limo going back, going front, shooting, whatever. But it was really dope. I was like, damn, because supposedly people were saying that Kendrick didn't he name drop Ye in the song?
Did he?
I think so.
Or something. Oh yeah, he said something like Kanye's changed and I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini or something.
Yeah, something like that. And so I'm like, it feels good to have Kendrick rap again because he's been, what, gone for like 3 years, two years, something like that.
What if Kendrick drops on the
third? Bruh, it's over. It's over. I'd say Kendrick gonna win.
I think he'd get the least number of streams.
I could see that just out of popularity. But then,
the impact
might
be stronger impact.
Exactly.
But that first week, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, after that. But that'd be like really wild because I was gonna say Kendrick... He's working on his next album. I forgot. Lama.
Okay, Lama.
Okay, Lama. Okay, Lama.
I don't know if that's going to be the name of it.
Okay, Lama. But it's... But what was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say. Kendrick... Oh, in that song, bro. When I was listening to the song, Family Ties, that song had like 3 beat changes.
Yeah.
3 beat changes. And I was like, I don't even know if this song... That's very Kendrick-esque on, like, if you listen to Damn was a lot of beats that most people probably be like, I wouldn't rap over this, you know, but he made it dope or whatever. And I was like, I think maybe that would keep it from being, like, big as Kanye or Drake, because a lot of people are kind of just used to that formula of, like, when you think of hits, like, it's just,
oh,
you know what I'm talking about, versus, like, constantly beat changing.
I don't know. I think Kendrick's at this level now where he could do anything and it's still going to be huge.
I could see that too.
It's not the radio hit. I don't even know if Kanye has radio hits. What's the last Kanye radio hit?
Last radio hit was let me see. What's the last album? Jesus King probably didn't have any. No, it had that one that sounded like Otis. I forgot. I don't even know the name of it. Remember?
Did it get played on the radio?
No, I didn't hear. Well, I don't listen to the radio.
Well, yeah, me neither.
And so, but was it? Oh, shit, hold on. Let me think. What was I about to say?
Sorry, man.
No.
Kendrick.
Kendrick. King Kendrick.
Baby Keem, his cousin.
Baby Keem. Is that really his cousin?
Maybe, because, you know, there's that picture, the cover art, where they were kids. Kendrick looks young, and then Keem is like a little kid. Did you see the cover art?
Yo, that's wild if that's true.
Yeah. I heard that one of the guys at the house was telling me that labels will actually use that as a as some weird marketing ploy to say people are cousins when they really aren't. Like Tyga and Travie McCoy. Was that his name? Everybody was like, oh, they're cousins.
Oh, you talking about the dude from Gym Class Heroes?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Or they were cousins or brothers or something.
But they aren't.
And everybody was like, oh, that's so dope. I can't believe that's his cousin.
And they was like, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not related.
The label just wanted to say they were cousins.
That's hilarious. I could see that, though. I mean, it makes somewhat sense to be like, wow, they're related, I guess, you know, in a way.
We should do that with cool-ass people.
We're all related. Like, goddamn. How many dads are in this thing? That's hilarious. I think, the one thing that I wanted to bring up. So, of course, Kendrick was on Family Ties. That song, super dope song. Check it out if you haven't heard it. But TDE signed somebody new. Mm. What's his damn name? It's this young kid. I think he's like, he had a freestyle on the LA Leakers. I had to look at it because I watched it and I was like, this dude's going off. Hold on while I look at this.
I saw the news, but I didn't really fully check it out.
Okay. I saw it, though. His name is it Rayvon? I think it's Rayvon. And so he's super dope. His freestyle, I was like, damn, this dude can rap. But when I saw it, because, you know, this is Kendrick's last album, TDE, it almost felt like they're trying to find somebody to fill that role of somebody who can, like, rap. And he sounded dope, though. If you haven't heard, look up the LA Leakers Rayvon freestyle.
Did you see Eminem sign somebody?
Grip?
In Atlanta, dude.
Grip, yeah, I know Grip.
You really?
Yeah, I know him because of shout out to Sydney Rich. So she used to do these shows here in Atlanta where it was called The Formula, and she had him on shows.
Wow.
And like, it's wild because he performed like years ago, and then next, you know, he slowly started to bubble, and then eventually he blew up, and then he got signed to Aftermath.
Dang.
Yep. And then he just dropped an album, shout out to Grip. I forgot the name of the album, but he has like a bunch of like features on there, like super dope things. But no, that dude's from Atlanta, and like, he's all original. I remember when he was coming up, people were talking about like, yo, this dude's original, like, this dude sounds real dope. And so shout out to Grip. And that sounds like a dope name. It's like a simple name. Grip. Get a grip of this. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, hold on, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. All right.
Guess what?
What?
Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4, the full list of release dates.
Oh, they released all the release dates?
Have you seen what's coming up for Marvel?
I think I know a few things. But, I mean, you can go ahead. Let's see. What's the list?
Okay. Shang-Chi.
Uh-huh. Shang-Chi. The way you said it. Shang-Chi.
I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Chi.
Drops September 3rd. I feel like this one's going to flop.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, yo.
All right, Asian community, you heard it here first.
I apologize, man.
I think what's going to happen, I think it's actually going to be, I think it'll do better than what think people, now, I don't think it's going to be like Iron Man, like up there, but I think it'll do good.
All right. After that, The Eternals. I don't know anything about it. It drops November 5th, but it looks like it could be fire.
I think it'll be fire, but I think what it is, it's like, I think it'll do a little bit better than Shang-Chi.
I think it's going to do way better.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. We'll see.
I just got a little tingly feeling about it. Spider-Man, No Way Home, December 17th.
That's about to blow up. That's going to be humongous.
Especially with, you know, kind of could be multiple
Spider-Man in there.
I don't know what's going on.
It's going to be wild.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I think that's going to be humongous.
March.
That's next year, right?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be humongous because I think that's actually the first Marvel film is going to be rated R.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think
so. Why is it going to be R?
Because of like they're going to play with a lot of like scary elements and stuff. That's why
Multiverse of Madness.
Madness. And so it's going to be the first one. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be like people dying or anything like that, but I think it's because they're trying to play with like some horror. It's going to be a horror-esque superhero movie.
I was not expecting you to say that.
Yep. So I'm really waiting for that one.
Thor, Love and Thunder coming in May.
That's probably going to be up there too with Spider-Man, I think. People are waiting on that one.
Yeah. Black Panther. Panther.
Oh, Lord.
Wakanda Forever, July.
I think that one's going to be humongous as well.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah.
After that, The Marvels. I don't even know what that is.
The Marvels.
November 11th. The Marvels.
The Marvels.
You got to do some Googles.
That might be a TV show.
No, these are movies.
These are movies? Mm-hmm. The Marvels. Okay.
The Marvels. So then now we're getting, you know, 2023. This is way far away. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think they'll be okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love those. Yeah.
My favorite Marvel movie is the first Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that movie.
That was a good one.
Wasn't crazy about number two, but I love those. And then after that, Fantastic Four. They're going to try to do another Fantastic Four. Man. Those always kind of flop. They're always kind of
though, but now it's like owned by Marvel again.
So maybe they'll...
I think it's going to be humongo.
Maybe they'll do the thing. TV shows, they just dropped a one called What If. I guess that was like animated.
Yeah, that one's...
Check it out.
Yeah, I know all about it because it's like a comic book series. It's all it is, it's like... spin-off stories of like, what if Captain America was somebody else, or what if this happened, or what if that happened instead of whatever happened in the storylines of the comic books. Really, really cool.
The Hulk was orange.
Exactly. It'll be like, what if the Hulk was actually smart from the beginning, like instead of being dumb.
So after that, Hawkeye's getting a TV show.
Oh yeah, his daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah. So his daughter is taking over like the mantle of Hawkeye, and she's becoming Hawkeye.
After that, Miss Marvel.
Oh yeah, it's Miss Marvel. I know that one. That's the what is she? She's a either Middle Eastern or Indian, I think. So it's like a she can stretch and she's really strong. She's like, think of Mr. Fantastic with like
his daughter.
Almost, yeah.
After that, Moon Knight.
Right.
I've heard that's like Marvel's version of Batman.
Yeah, basically. It's a rich guy who's like really wild. He has all this money and stuff.
I heard the comic books are decent.
I think so. They're not as, you know, they're not Batman. But
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. That's Hulk's cousin,
Megan
I think.
Thee Stallion.
Wait, she's playing She-Hulk?
She's not.
Oh,
but
boy.
People thought it's funny because people, they announced that she was going to be in it.
They
And everybody took that news and ran with it instead of reading the article. She's actually going to be playing herself in the show. Because I think She-Hulk is like a lawyer or something.
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
And Megan Thee Stallion is going to be one of her clients.
Oh.
But everybody took that news like, yo, Megan Thee Stallion, She-Hulk.
Hey, what's going on? You want somebody to whap? It's She-Hulk. That's hilarious.
So that gap.
Oh my god.
Get it?
Yes, I get it.
Green.
Oh my god. I can only imagine, but She-Hulk, yeah, she's basically like the Hulk, except she still can talk and interact and she's a lawyer.
I would fuck with Megan Thee Stallion as the Hulk. She-Hulk.
Yeah. See, but
I
you know what my brain goes to? I feel like if they did that, they would make it like extra corny where they would make her say like certain lines of her songs or something like that.
And then after that, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I don't know about that.
Holiday Special.
Secret Invasion.
Oh, yeah. That's what... So, I'm nerding out right now. Secret Invasion has to do with the Skrulls. If you've ever seen Captain Marvel, they're like these aliens.
I didn't see that.
Okay. So, it's this alien species from some other planet in the universe. And basically...
Don't spoil Captain Marvel.
No. It's okay. Not. And so... But Secret Invasion is a thing that happens on Earth with them. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And so, it's a really good storyline.
After that, Ironheart.
Ironheart.
Armor Wars.
Oh, Armor Wars. It sounds familiar. I can't remember.
Untitled Wakanda series. And those are the TV shows.
Wakanda. All right. Nice. That's a full lineup. They're like, I kid you not, that's probably the lineup that they'll be like, okay, we're right here. But they probably got more just like sitting like, we're thinking about doing this, you know.
That's what they announced. Yeah. Well, out of that are you most excited for?
I'm most excited for the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. I'm excited for Spider-Man, No Way Home. I'm excited for, what else did you say? What the hell was it? I do want to see Secret Invasion. I think that's going to be dope. And then I think that's all I remember so far.
I want to see the Eternals. I don't know what that is, but it looked interesting.
Yeah, they're like, they have superpowers, but like, from what I
know, it's a little bit spacey, right?
It's a little bit spacey. They think of them as if like they were humans, that some of the first humans that I think gained like powers. And so, but they live forever. But yeah, it's spacey and they're from another planet.
I'm most excited for Thor and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thor and Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, that'll be dope. That's wild. Because I remember, that's actually one thing I was going to say for the Spider-Man thing, because the trailer dropped. It actually got leaked. And then Sony went ahead and be like, all right, let's just drop it. Dropped it. And then the whole thing about it is like, they're trying to see if they're going to bring these three Spider-Mans together as if, and make it seem like they're from different timelines or something. And so, but in the trailer, you see Dr. Octavius, Green Goblin. You saw his little bomb. Supposedly Jamie Foxx is coming back. He was in. I didn't see that one.
You know, I didn't see any of the, what's his name?
Tobey Maguire?
No, I saw all those.
Oh, Andrew Garfield?
I didn't see not a one of those.
I saw the first one. I didn't like.
I heard they were kind of trash.
They were okay, but like the second one was really bad, if I remember right.
Is that the one Jamie Foxx was in?
I think so. And like it was like really bad, the storyline. Mm. But it's really dope to see everything like come together. And so we're going to see how it plays, man. And I'm excited for a lot of stuff, but that's, I was going to say, what was I going to say?
Who's the best Spider-Man?
Who's like out of the movies?
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I think Tom Holland is.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. Even though I like Tobey Maguire and yeah. I kind of grew up with those when I was younger, I feel like the guy right now is...
I think he's actually the best one. Yeah. Because he seems...
It just feels right.
It feels right and like...
Like he's actually a young kid.
Exactly. Like he's a young kid who's like nerdy, but he's just nerdy enough, but not too nerdy
right.
to be like Spider-Man. And the other ones had like too much of the other yeah. or like we're missing out on like another part of it.
Spider-Man 3 was so terrible when they had oh. that musical scene.
Oh, my God. He was the dancing? Oh you mean God. The greatest scene in the movie?
That was so cringe. That just ruined the Spider-Man series.
Oh, my God. I still remember that to this day, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I was like, oh, God.
He was trying to flirt, and that shit had me dying.
That was so terrible.
But still. I remember, but he, you know, have you ever seen that that meme of like, so what's the girl's name that played Mary Jane in that one? It was like Kirsten Dunst, or was it? I can't remember who it was.
My mind's blanking.
But so like in those movies, you know, when they're swinging and he's carrying her, mm-hmm. you know, she was holding on to like a doll. It wasn't really a person. And like you can see it where he's like perfectly still like a doll and she's just holding on. It's like hilarious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, you know, when he's web swinging that. From building to building? Uh-huh. So, in some of the scenes, you can tell that it's just like a doll.
He's holding on to a doll.
She is. No, she's holding on to a doll.
Oh, so it's a fake Spider-Man.
Yeah, fake Spider-Man. Oh. And it's just like this, just like.
Okay.
And it's just hilarious because people, like, point it out. They're like, wait a second. He's not moving like a human. He's just And so, it had me dying. But, so, you know. Marvel has a lot of stuff planned. I'm waiting to see what DC does because I love DC too. They're both amazing. Have you haven't seen the Suicide Squad movie yet? The new one?
No. Is it
man,
good?
Amazing.
Really?
Really good. I think you would like it.
Really?
It kind of feels like Guardians of the Galaxy-esque.
Okay, I need to check it out. Honestly, it's like the first Suicide Squad wasn't great. It was cool. But then I tried to watch the Harley Quinn movie. Uh-oh. And it was so terrible, I couldn't get through it. I hated it.
Yeah.
I've never, because usually I can finish something that I start, but that movie, I was just like, oh, no, nah, I just got to stop watching this. Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, you're talking about the birds?
Birds of Paradise.
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, I didn't watch it just because I wasn't really interested. But no, the new Suicide Squad.
The new one's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's directed by the same dude who did the Guardians of the Galaxy. And so, but this one's rated R, so there's actually a lot of like, there's a lot of killing in this one. Yeah, it's really dope though. Like the characters are super dope. Idris Elba's super dope. Whole story.
I actually didn't know it came out.
Yep, it came out. I remember seeing it, and I was
how can you watch it?
You can watch it on HBO Max if you have the app, or if not, just rent it or movies.
I'm not going to the movies. I'm done. I'm never going to the movies again.
I'm going to the movies. I love the movies.
You gotta be something spectacular to catch me in that movie theater.
That's hilarious. So now moving to some stuff that I wanted to bring up here. I have a few things. One, uh-oh. This is more like a news. This is the news segment right here. So did you know that there's a VR documentary that is filming outside of the ISS, the International Space Station, so that and it allows you to see like space and stuff. So it's a camera that anybody can watch. And they can actually look.
You can control it.
Yep. Wow. Like you can move around. So it says Space Explorers, the ISS experience is a multi-part VR documentary that's done by Felix and Paul Studios and Time that lets you see what life is like aboard the International Space Station. The first two episodes transport you to a rarefied air of the ISS interior. They've been filming. It's like a 360 video, so it's going to look like that.
So it's VR. You actually put on something to watch it.
Yep.
And then you can turn around and see all
everything.
Around you. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a documentary?
Mm-hmm. And so a documentary. So it's going to allow you to basically just see the International Space Station and then also see everything like up there. They have cameras in the space station, like these 360 4K like film cameras. Mm. And then they have some, I think, attached to the outside of the space station, so you can actually look around. Hmm. It's really, really wild. And I was like, oh, this shit looks dope. No, they're still working on it. Oh. I think it says, or no, I think, no, it is out. They're 30 minutes. You have to buy them at, if you have a VR gear, at the Oculus store for $3 a piece an episode. All right. So you can go out there and look at space and stuff.
I wonder if it makes you feel a little queasy or trippy.
Maybe. So there's another thing that I wanted to mention. It made me laugh when I saw this, and I mean no disrespect. Did you know MLK is coming to Fortnite?
What?
MLK Jr. is coming to Fortnite.
As a playable character?
No. So, Fortnite is letting you relive MLK's I Have a Dream speech. You know how they have in these concerts and stuff?
Oh, yeah, like an event.
Yeah, it's like an event. And it says, so let me read this article. So basically, when I first heard it, I was like, you mean you get to play as MLK Jr.?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
I was like, that's really bad. But no, it's so, let me read this article real quick. Fortnite is partnering with Time Studios to go back in time, adding a new virtual experience featuring King's I Have a Dream speech. The experience, called March Through Time, teleports players back to a reimagined Washington, D.C. in 1963, where King delivered the speech during the March on Washington. Throughout the game, players will travel to the Lincoln Memorial and National Mall, where King gave his famous speech. It includes collaborative mini-game quests, pop-up galleries, and educational resources. It's inspired by, with points of interest along with its historical imagery, are intended to give context to King's historic speech. Let me see. The activities featured in the game will progress players through the experience while bringing the life-important themes of the speech. But there's some people who don't like this.
Yeah. Okay, Fortnite is a game where you shoot people.
And you try to be the last man standing.
So, when you're... Okay, say they do these little Fortnite events. Uh-huh. Is your character holding a gun?
That's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't say.
I can see this being a little problematic. Yeah. I mean...
So, this is what somebody said. It says, the new feature has received some negative reactions across social media. Some people are worried that King would be remembered by young gamers as the Fortnite guy and not an activist.
That's that guy that was on Fortnite.
No, I could definitely see that happening. Like... So basically, I see what Fortnite is trying to do. Yeah. They're trying to show kids, like, hey, this is history. But then they might be like, oh, that's the Fortnite guy.
But it's like, I don't know. It's good to show kids history, right?
But maybe not that way.
Yeah, but is that the space for it? Because when you're playing a video game, say they transport you to this area, are you just going to be running around and jumping or just fighting? I mean.
Yeah, I think I remember from reading the article. So during the event, they're not going to allow players to do disrespectful dances or anything like that. They're disabling it through the event. So that way, you know, it doesn't, you know. So they might not be able to do any of the dances or anything like that while doing this event. Now, I'm assuming if they're going to take away the dances, they'll probably won't have any guns. And it'll probably, like, they'll just do these quizzes to go through the event. But it's still funny to think that... I don't know why Epic Games or Fortnite thought that, you know, this would be an amazing idea. I see where they were trying to go, but maybe it's a different way to go about it.
It's a unique idea. I just don't know if Fortnite is the game for it.
I just don't want to hear kids be like, that's the Fortnite guy.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with that.
That's
maybe
hilarious.
It'll go off, you know, good.
Maybe it will. And then kids will be like, wow. Racism's bad. Maybe they'll say that.
Wow, they didn't teach it like this in school.
Wow, if I knew MLK was in Fortnite sooner, I would have
paid attention in history class.
Exactly. Like, what? No. Oh, and then the last thing that I wanted to bring up here as far as the news segment is, so did you see that R. Kelly's trying to sell his music catalog?
No.
So he's down bad because, you know, he's done bad stuff. But he's trying to get rid of, he's trying to sell his music catalog to a lot of people because he's trying to make ends meet. Mm. And he's running out of money. Mm. But the thing is, nobody wants to buy the music catalog.
Wow.
So
he's in the process of the trial right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he doesn't have enough money for lawyers, or just running out of money in general.
Yep. He's going real broke, and so now he's just like, if I was reading the article right, he's basically saying like, you know, if anybody wants to buy it, they can buy like all my music catalog, my masters and stuff.
Wow.
So he's trying to sell everything because he's basically at his end where it's like, I have no money, and I'm pretty sure that money would help for like lawyers or just whatever else. But nobody's buying. Nobody wants to buy it.
That's tough. That's
that's like wild. But hey,
I wonder how much money his catalog generates. I wonder if
that's a good question.
What his monthly numbers are on Spotify.
You know, this is one of the things where, like, I remember when, you know, the news started breaking out about him and all the stuff that he did to all these women.
Yeah.
And like at first, I was like, you would see like old heads be like, "Well, I'm still gonna listen to the music."
I think his streams went up.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But now I think maybe they're slow. They must be going down more, or he's just like not making. Yeah. I mean, well, he's in jail, so he's like can't do tours or anything like that, and perform. So he's really down bad, man.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen! Now, if Kanye also brought out R. Kelly,
oh boy,
that would have
brought him out in handcuffs and everything.
That would have,
bro. That would have. I feel like. I think maybe even Kanye's like, all right, that's a little too,
too far.
That's too far.
That's too
far. The baby's fine. Marilyn Manson's fine. But too far.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z would have been like, don't do it. Because, you know, him and Jay did an album together.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they had their own issues. But I'm pretty sure Jay would have been like, no, no, no. Yay, leave that alone. That's hilarious. But let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey.
And it's that time.
It's that time.
It's that lovely time of the year.
Where we talk about moments that make you scratch your head.
Then we can go, what the hell is wrong with them? All right. That's really wild. Anyway, hey, it's the Not All Here moment. Brought to you by the letter M. Or excuse me, N. Not. For Not All Here. Anyway. What fuck am I talking about? Anyway, it's a Not All Here moment. I have one here. Today's Not All Here moment is brought to you by a user on Reddit named CLion7, the number 7.
Like a sea lion.
Sea lion, yep. Oh. Sea lion number 7.
Okay.
This is their where they fucked up. It says, "Today I fucked up by destroying a man's 10-year streak of alcohol sobriety."
Oh, damn sea lion. Knew y'all were up to no good.
So...
honking in the ocean.
Sea Lion says, "I work as a waitress at a pretty busy venue. This evening we were chock-a-block busy," whatever that means.
Chock-a-block busy.
For a solo. For
that's where they went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait a second. The words they use. No, we were chock-a-block busy for a solid couple of hours. In my section, I had a table of 6 gentlemen who were all mutual friends. One gentleman in particular ordered a Peroni Libera, the non-alcoholic beer, with his meal. Later on that evening, the same man asked for another Peroni, so I sent another through on my little electronic ordering system, not realizing that this was the man who ordered the non-alcoholic one before. I reckon about 30 to 40 minutes passed before the man came up to the front desk to talk to me. He starts to tell me that he was given the wrong beer, and I came to the realization he actually wanted the non-alcoholic one. He then proceeded to inform me that he hasn't had a drink for 10 years, but now that's all gone to shit because I put through the wrong one. He became quite angry and he got very heated. I just felt a wave of shame and embarrassment wash over me as I continuously apologized. I explained to him that it had been so busy and I should have double-checked his order, but it had really been an honest mistake. Even the man himself admitted he didn't check the label himself. I felt so terrible, and it didn't help either that the man had an Eastern European accent, so it felt like I was getting grilled by Putin. In the end, I ended up having a panic attack in front of all my work colleagues and everyone else in the venue, eating due to the immense guilt I felt, and I am still feeling right now. LOL.
Poor Sea Lion.
Poor Sea Lion for making that mistake.
So, okay, I'm not too hip to non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, yeah.
So, when you drink it, does it taste like beer?
I don't think it tastes like beer. Like, it almost reminds me of, like if you ever had, like, a... Think of, like, have you ever seen those seltzers? Yeah. Like, they're, it's like if you want something carbonated, it's like it has carbonation in it, but it's not a soda.
So, I asked that question to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he, when he started drinking, could he not tell it was...
Well, I'm pretty sure what happened was he ordered it. And, you know, the first one was non-alcoholic. And then as soon as he had the other one, he's like, wait a second, something's different about this.
But how much of that one did he drink?
What if he was like, more? Not to make fun of him. What a problem.
I don't know, man.
No, I think it's something like, have you ever had hard kombucha?
No.
So hard kombucha is basically alcoholic kombucha.
I've never had
kombucha?
Easy kombucha.
Easy kombucha. Just regular kombucha. So kombucha, what it is a lot of fermented stuff. It's good for your digestion. Not all of it, but some of it. It like helps with like your gut thing and basically like all the stuff in your stomach. And so it helps, and it also can help you with like a little energy. It's like more supposed to help you like naturally, right? So there's also hard kombucha, and when you taste the difference, you can tell like, oh, this one's definitely alcoholic.
Oh, so hard is alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drink and it's healthy.
No, I mean, it's still bad, but it's not as bad as like, say, like hard like liquor.
Off topic, but you know they have alcohol ice cream right now?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was at Harris Teeter back home. And the alcoholic ice cream. I was like, dang.
I wonder how, like, do you know the alcohol percentage?
No.
I wonder how much it would take to get drunk.
You eat a gallon and just get fucked up?
You're like, oh boy, I'm tipsy. No.
Waitress, I wanted non-alcoholic ice cream.
No, it reminds me of, hard kombucha, like, people sleep on that. It's actually really good. I like it anyway. But, like, one or two, and you're coasting. Like, it's like, but it doesn't, like, for me, it doesn't hurt as hard as, like, hard liquor or anything. So that's why I drink it. And then, like, my body's like, two and you're good. You dip out and they're like $5 a piece. So, super cheap.
I feel it, man. Well, well shout out to that girl and that guy.
Shout out to Sea Lion number
who,
seven.
Who do you feel worse for, the girl or the guy?
The girl.
Even though the guy lost 10 years of sobriety.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her because I can, like, imagine and put myself in that position.
He was an asshole about it.
Well, I mean...
Plus, he sounded like Putin. I'd be scared.
I was about to try to make a Russian accent, but I didn't know how to do it.
You brought me wrong alcohol drink.
Nico, brother. No. No.
10 years my life down drain.
Now, what will I say to mother? No.
Damn Sea Lion.
But, no, I feel bad for them because I'm pretty sure she was like, ugh. But I think, I mean, now what I would feel worse for the guy if this made him spiral back into, like, alcoholism. But, you know, we're only known this time. He was like, now I can't stop drinking.
Yes.
You know. But, yeah, I can only imagine. But I feel sorry, C-Lion.
Sorry, baby.
Sometimes, you know, life gets busy and you fuck up.
You fucked up by working at the Chock-a-Block.
Yeah, Chock-a-Block.
Was that what it was? The Choco?
They were busy as a Chock-a-Block.
What is that?
I'm assuming that's a phrase for real busy.
I don't know, bro.
Anyway.
I guess that's how we go into podcast.
Anyway, that's
huh?
The podcast.
That's the podcast.
Drink responsibly, so that way it doesn't affect your life and your family.
Yeah.
But anyway, wherever you're listening to the Not Out Here podcast, first I want to say thanks for tuning in.
Shout out to you.
Yes, you right now driving. Watch out, you're about to hit a pothole. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, whether it be on Spotify, follow us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure that you like, subscribe, and review, because it really helps us reach new listeners.
Click all the buttons.
All the buttons. All of them. And then just go into the comments and go, I clicked all the buttons. And 5 stars. Thank you. But make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram, Not All Here Podcast. Follow Cool Ass People. We actually just dropped a project. The Hidden Gems.
Yeah.
Hidden Gems. It's on Bandcamp.
These are songs that are never going to be on streaming services. So if you want to hear them, you have to go to our Bandcamp. You can donate as little as a dollar or as much as 9 million.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
The price is completely up to you. And you get these songs that no one's ever going to hear.
Yep.
But you and your dog and your cat.
Exactly. And you'll think, wow, I own this piece of art.
There you go.
But make sure you go get that project, and also follow Cool Ass People, Cool ASSPPL on Instagram. Follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L.
Follow JRB, the producer, but only if you want to, if it makes you feel right. You know what I'm saying? Just you got to do what makes you feel right inside.
Exactly. And we'll catch y'all on the next one. Yeah.